B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's the Bronson.
I've always wanted to muffle you guys. This
you
is
did.
Actually pretty good.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. We look like the James gang.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to rob a bank.
Yeah. Oh, we're wearing masks, if you wanted to know.
Yeah, I can
if
hear
you
it.
You can hear it and see it. Wow. Remember when people wearing the mask were the weirdos?
Yep.
LBF's not wearing a mask. She's the weirdo.
Well, I'm at home.
She's
so
the
I don't have to wear a mask.
I don't think we do either.
If I leave the house, I will.
Wow. That's tough.
It is.
Thank you, Brian's mom, for making these awesome masks. I didn't have one.
Yeah, Kathy Bell's been cranking out masks.
How about that? So thank you, Kathy Bell. If you're up, she's how many of these?
I'm sure she's sleeping. She's up sewing masks till like 2 a.m.
Right?
Wow.
How many has she made?
I'm not sure what her count is, but she keeps. You know, they have a pickup that comes by. She leaves them out on her porch. They bring them to a couple
That's
of the hospitals
great.
That she's working with. Yeah.
So, I mean, if I were to describe it, it's for listening. It's a kind of a thicker cloth, right? But it's nice. It's pretty too. It's like an aquamarine blue. And I'm pretty sure she uses bra straps.
Tim Gunn.
No, I think she uses bra straps. Am I right about that? Lacy bra straps?
No, you're not right. It's just elastic. Oh. It's just a roll of elastic.
But it's lacy.
It's got
That's
a little
point,
lacy scalloped edge.
You could use a
bra.
You could use
a mask.
I would go.
Why don't you try that later?
Try
LBF.
B cup.
I will.
B cup. D cups are a big mask. Just won't be able to see anyway.
Wow.
Thank you, Brian, and your mom. That's really nice because I actually didn't have one, and it's now. If you don't have one, you're the one who gets the scornful looks. Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Did you go out this weekend anywhere?
We did a couple of drive-bys for a friend who had a birthday party. Dave and Lucy went to like a little park that they were alone. It wasn't like it wasn't busy at all. In fact, I kind of avoided going out at high walking times, but I did go for a walk.
Well, we went for a walk in the park through through some trails.
Yep.
And people were wearing masks on the trail. It seems I don't think you need to do that.
You
outside
kind of might.
Six, but there was nobody there. You were 6 feet away. I know people are taking every precaution, but
yeah,
really outside.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm out here for fresh air. I mean, I'm not out here to breathe into a scarf. Anyway,
yeah, I think people are being extra safe. That's good.
It is. All right. It's extra. You got to take every precaution. Now, I'm the designated grocery store guy. Thank you.
You know, don't throw your gloves everywhere.
Yeah, you're seeing that, right?
Come on, people. Let's not be animals. Your gloves.
Where are they getting the gloves?
I mean, everybody's got a box of gloves. I have a box of, like, gloves in my, paint stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
You got those aren't, I think, as tough to come by as, like, the masks and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's also why, they can't find them at the hospitals.
Yeah, that's why, because they're all on the floor outside. Yeah, I saw a report on that in the news. Okay, it's Monday. Am I right? It is Monday.
I think so.
We're not
Let
sure.
me check.
Not sure.
Feels like, I don't even know how would you know at this point. But
I know.
Feels like a Monday.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's the Bronson.
I've always wanted to muffle you guys. This
you
is
did.
Actually pretty good.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. We look like the James gang.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to rob a bank.
Yeah. Oh, we're wearing masks, if you wanted to know.
Yeah,
hear it and see it. Wow. Remember when people wearing the mask were the weirdos?
Yep.
LBF's not wearing a mask. She's the weirdo.
Well, I'm at home, so I don't have to wear a mask.
I don't think we do either.
If I leave the house, I will.
Wow. That's tough.
It is.
Thank you, Brian's mom, for making these awesome masks. I didn't have one.
Yeah, Kathy Bell's been cranking out masks.
How about that? So thank you, Kathy Bell. If you're up, how many of these?
I'm sure she's sleeping. She's up sewing masks till like 2 a.m.
Right?
Wow.
How many has she made?
I'm not sure what her count is, but she keeps, they have a pickup that comes by. She leaves them out on her porch. They bring them to a couple of the hospitals that she's working with. Yeah.
So, I mean, if I were to describe it, it's for listening, it's a kind of a thicker cloth, right? But it's nice. It's pretty, too. It's like an aquamarine blue. And I'm pretty sure she uses bra straps. No, I think she uses bra straps. Am I right about that? Lacy bra straps?
No, you're not right. It's just elastic. Oh. It's just a roll of elastic.
But it's lacy.
It's got a little lacy scalloped edge.
You could use a
mask.
I would go.
Why don't you try that later?
Try B cup. B cup, D cups are a big mess. Just won't be able to see. Anyway.
Wow.
Thank you, Brian, and your mom. That's really nice because I actually didn't have one. And it's now, if you don't have one, you're the one who gets the scornful looks. Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Did you go out this weekend anywhere?
We did a couple of drive-bys for a friend who had a birthday party. Dave and Lucy went to like a little park that they were alone. It wasn't like, it wasn't busy at all. In fact, I kind of avoided going out at high walking times, but I did go for a walk.
Well, we went for a walk in the park through, through some trails.
Yep.
And people were wearing masks on the trail. It seems I don't think you need to do that.
You kind of might.
Six, but there was nobody there. You were 6 feet away. I know people are taking every precaution, but really outside?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out here for fresh air. I mean, I'm not out here to breathe into a scarf. Anyway.
Yeah, I think people are being, extra safe. That's good.
It is. All right. It's extra. You got to take every precaution. Now I'm the designated grocery store guy. Thank you.
You know, don't throw your gloves everywhere.
Yeah, you're seeing that, right?
Come on, people. Let's not be animals. Pick up your gloves.
Where are they getting the gloves?
Everybody's got a box of gloves. I have a box of like gloves in my, paint stuff.
Right.
You got those aren't, I think, as tough to come by as like the masks and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
But that's also why, they can't find them at the hospitals.
Yeah, that's why, because they're all on the floor outside. Yeah, I saw a report on that in the news. Okay, it's Monday. Am I right? It is Monday.
I think so.
We're not
sure. Let me check.
Not sure. I don't even know how would you know at this point. But
I know.
It feels like a Monday.
It's weird.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF broadcasting at home from her California closet. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a test. That's working. All right. We're all good. The boys are back in town here doing our thing. We're not shaving. I don't even know if Brian might not even be wearing deodorant. I don't know. We're just not going to get that close to find out. Okay. Is that a yes?
It helps social distancing.
You know what? What was I thinking? All right. Hey, don't take a chance on getting stranded by your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. They'll help you find the right replacement battery if needed. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. What's cool, LBF?
Oh, my God. I found another show to binge watch that's going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
All right. I like that. That's good. We could all use
also, it involves food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, Brian.
Another championship for the New England area.
Nice.
Ha-ha.
Or is it? Okay. Coming up, it's a cool thing only because it'll be a conversation starter at the house today. You'll have something to talk about with your family after you hear this story. You'll say to them, did you hear what Bob said on WROR? And you'll be happy to share.
Okay.
Stick around for that. All right, LBF.
Okay. So I found a new show to binge watch to take your mind off everything that's going on in the world. And it's all about good bakes and no soggy bottoms.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about the Great British Baking Show. It goes by two names, or the Great British Bake Off.
Yep.
It is the most delightful cooking competition you will ever see in your life. Because everyone's British. Everyone's so kind to one another. It's the antithesis of like Top Chef, where people are so mean to each other and they're backbiting. They make these incredible like cakes and pies and beef Wellingtons. And
oh, these are legit chefs, cooks.
Well, no, they're not legit chefs.
And they're making beef Wellington?
Yes.
Wow.
They make all these doughs and pies. It's just incredible.
What's the name of the show?
The Great British Baking Show. It's on Netflix. and you can get a couple of seasons. I think they're about 10, so you have a lot to learn and watch. But you are going to be hungry and oddly comforted.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
So good. You mean even a theme song? Just like,
oh, that's a theme song. Yeah.
See, it's very nice. Trust me on this one. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that does sound comforting. Sounds a little Hallmark Channel, but that's fine.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I want to live there.
It's baking and sounds like Hallmark Channel. You'll love it, Bob.
And with soggy bottoms. All right, Brian Bell, what's cool?
Well, over the weekend, even without a crowd, from a, you know, basically an empty arena, WrestleMania 36 happened, and Rob Gronkowski was the host. And at the very end of it yesterday, guess who was crowned WWE's new 24/7 champion? That's right, our very own Rob Gronkowski. He now has a championship belt,
so
that has to be defended
match,
at all times.
He's the champion.
Well, it's kind of a melee, and he jumped on the guy, his buddy, who had the belt.
Okay.
So he now took.
And
you want to hear?
Him.
Do you want to hear how weird WrestleMania sounds without a crowd?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Check this out. Wait a minute. It is. It's Rob Gronkowski's up on the perch. Don't do it, Gronk!
Oh, my God!
Gronk took out everyone! Wait a minute! Gronk is covering Mojo! Gronk is the 24/7 champion!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah. So, that's weird.
Yeah, they still put on a show, but...
Yep.
They need like a audience track. Like
crowd noise,
track
You know what? That.
Even that would be...
Hey, it worked for Happy Days.
Yeah, exactly.
That was filmed before a live studio audience. Okay. All right. This is some dinner time talk because we're at this point. We're just looking for something to say to each other, right, at the dinner table. What do you got? Okay. A 27-year-old woman named Preeta Verma in central India gave birth to twins last week. And she named the boy, are you ready for this? You sitting down, LBF?
Of course, that's what I love to do.
That's right, okay, good. She named the boy COVID.
Oh, boy.
And named the girl, your guess.
19?
No. Someday she will be 19.
Corona?
Her name's Corona. Wow, can you imagine COVID's 19th birthday when that happens?
Yeah.
Hey, COVID-19. She says, me and my husband wanted to make the day memorable. Indeed, the virus is dangerous and life-threatening, but its outbreak made people focus on sanitation, hygiene, and other good habits, so we thought about these names. There you have it. So, welcoming twins, COVID and Corona.
If I have another kid, I'm going to name her Tuberculosis.
Yeah. It's called Tubi for short.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 6:31. Sunny today and 60 degrees. That's nice, right? LBF, there you go. Sorry.
It's great.
Be nice. It's going to be hard to stay in. We got a curfew, though. 9 o'clock. Yeah. What do you see?
I see people running on my street now, already going out for walks and runs.
Yeah, that's good. Beautiful day. Just stay 6 feet apart.
Yep.
Down at 42 tonight. Tomorrow's sunny and mixed clouds, 61. So, well, the clouds aren't mixed. It's just going to be a mix of sun and clouds. Who's writing this weather? Okay. LBF, you recommended Outlander to me
to watch.
You did. Now, if you're not familiar with Outlander, it takes place in Scotland, right?
Yep.
Back in 17-something. Yeah, England and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to episode 6 this past Saturday. It's a slow crawl for us because Carolyn doesn't like to watch Outlander during the day. It feels like a night show to her.
Okay.
Was she right.
Yeah.
Episode 6, The Wedding. You didn't tell me it was SP.
You mean it's a little bit
soft?
Cinemax-y.
Yes, it was. So the kids are making banana bread in the kitchen. We're committed to the wedding and the wedding night on Outlander. Let me just say, public service, if you're going to start watching Outlander, you know, you got to watch
Close the shades.
Close the shades. Wow.
It's
steamy.
True. It's true. Like there are some shows like that, like Outlander's one. When I was watching The Affair on Showtime, I would watch it during the day because Dave wasn't into it. But my neighbor Fran must have been like, what is wrong with her?
Watching out. We found out what's under the Scottish kilt, though.
Yeah, oh, my. Sure you did.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, I thought of it because it's National Tartan Day, so... If you have tartan.
Yeah, that's why you thought of it.
That's what, I've been thinking about it since Saturday, LBF, actually. And then I come to work and find out it's tartan day, so wear your tartan if you're Scottish. All right, what's coming up with Dirty Laundry and the shows we should binge? Huh? Alone?
Alone at night. No, we have a couple updates on the coronavirus and what celebrities are donating and actually recovering from it. So a lot of news stories this weekend.
All right. So some good silver lining.
Some silver lines.
All right, we're looking for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, let's get a dirty laundry done. LBF from her California closet. There she is. In Canton, Massachusetts.
Undisclosed location.
Time to go to the laundry room now. You got to do
okay.
laundry.
Okay, well, obviously we're going to talk about the coronavirus and all the celebrities it's affecting and how they're donating. First of all, Pink and her son had it. She was actually tested positive for it. Mm. And so she's donating $1 million to fight it. Christopher Cross tweeted this weekend that he has it and that he's never been sicker in his life. So... Marianne Faithfull, who was Mick Jagger's girlfriend, she's hospitalized in the UK. She has it. John Taylor from Duran Duran, he had it. Sarah Bareilles is recovering from it.
I'll say that when we were in London, people are on top of each other, even more so than New York, because it seems like there's more people packed in a smaller place.
Yeah.
The subways were just insane.
Yeah, it's only a mile. Like, it's only, like, a mile big. It's, like, a really small space for a lot of humans.
So I'm not surprised. I mean, even Boris Johnson is in the hospital.
Yeah, I know. He's in the hospital,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
I did like listening to the Queen yesterday. She's a very calming presence for me.
She was very comforting.
My grandmother.
Didn't she? She's like your grandmother. Man, she's
She like amazing. My grandmother actually kind of looked like her, so it's...
She literally does. Okay.
Yeah. I also want... It's bad news, but I think people will be interested in this, that Lee Fierro, she's an actress. She died from coronavirus complications. She was 91. She played Mrs. Kinter in Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Now which boy? Alex. Which boy died? Johnny, Billy,
Alex.
It was Alex
Kintner boy.
Because they refused to close down the beaches.
Yeah,
let that be a lesson to all.
Can you imagine
us,
if
right?
he was your mayor now?
They reelected him in Jaws 2.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was the plaid jacket that did it. All right.
Hey, all right. So we have a clip of this. It's the guy who's
Jeff
the guy?
Lowe?
Jim.
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe, sorry, Jeff Lowe. They're all terrible people.
From Tiger
I refuse
King.
To remember their names from Tiger King. Mm-hmm. He was on a podcast and he promised us an extra episode of Tiger King coming up.
Okay, here he is.
This is Jeff Lauren from the Tiger King show on Netflix. Thank you for watching our show. Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on.
Was that his wife or one of the nanny?
No, it's his wife. I know. Isn't
you
that
sure?
ridiculous?
Well, yeah, I know. Ugh. Yeah, he was nanny shopping.
Oh, gross!
Bag.
Fun fact that I learned over the weekend because I was on Facebook and one of my friends on Facebook mentioned that one of Doc Antle's wives, Rajani. She actually is from Massachusetts because she went to school in Dedham. She went to Dedham Country Day.
Oh my God, really?
And he gives them names, right?
Yeah, her real name is Rajani, but she went by Renee.
What? Her real name was Rajani. Usually he gives those.
And she went
those...
by Renee when she was young, and then became Rajani.
I wonder if she met him out at King Richard's Fair.
Maybe.
Did he supply the animals for that?
Anthropology and history, so there's that. And so finally, I just want to mention, because it's totally not related to coronavirus or Tiger King, but I just love this guy so much. It's Paul Rudd's birthday. He's 51 today. So I think, what's your favorite Paul Rudd movie?
Wow, that is a good question. You put me on the spot. Favorite Paul Rudd movie.
I know what yours is, Brian.
Yeah, and it's underrated, and you should all watch it.
Give me some names of his movies.
Role Models. Watch it.
He's in This Is 40, Anchorman, I Love You Man, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, he's Anchorman.
What 40-year-old virgin.
What is the panther, sex panther? It works 90% of the time, half the time, or something like that. Remember?
It's been a while since I've watched it.
Paul Rudd in The Object of My Affection, where he played a gay man that Jennifer Aniston was in love with.
Always a plot twist.
It's
there,
a sleeper
right?
hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, watch Role Models. Very funny.
Happy birthday, Paul Rudd.
Role Model. And Anchorman, hey, listen, we got his time on our hands.
I know, right? Exactly.
Just watch him, man. That's all you should have is time.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 7:15 and sunny and 60 today. I mean, social distance, but you should try to get out if you can for a walk, right? Enjoy it while we can. Down to 42 tonight. Just be back in your house by 9. That's just Boston, though, right? The curfew is just Boston?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, follow the lead.
Follow the lead. Yeah, you shouldn't be. Nothing good happens after 9 o'clock anyway.
Exactly.
Sunny tomorrow at 61. Friday night, we succumbed to family game night. We played the home version of Family Feud with the girls. That was fun. The problem is it was there's only four of us in the house, and you need a host, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't. So it was like you didn't have teams. So I was Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, player? and I got the theme from the phone for Family Feud. We had it was really fun. I mean, you'd think it's kind of hokey, but it was fun just, you know, turning the TV off for a bit and just hanging out together. Were there a couple of drinks? Sure. Yes, there were, but that made it more fun.
What was your drinky poo of choice?
I went with a cold snap from my boy Sam Adams. A couple of cold snaps. Those are good. Wheaty. Just like I like it.
Just like bread. Like
it was fun. So let's play our own little game. You guys want to play a game today?
Sure.
All right. We need a player. Hey, player. We need a player. Brian, go ahead. What do you think? Caller 10?
Sure. We'll do caller 10.
All right. We have something for the winner?
Yeah, we can do a t-shirt or something. How about
Why
that?
Why not? The boss
is a t-shirt. Or do you want to do something better than that?
We could go bigger.
Yeah.
Let's go bigger. All right. So we have a mystery prize. Let's play a game. We're going to have our own family game if you guys want to play. Let's take random number 10 right now. You want to tell them what the player is going to win, or you just want to let it be a mystery prize?
I've got right here from our little prize book a $50 Summer Shack gift card.
Well,
How about that?
That's nice.
That's great.
Let's play. We're going to play our own little family game show here. 888-410-1057 for your chance to win that awesome prize that Brian just talked about. So let's have some fun. If you're feeling lively and, you know, you want to play with us, let's do it. 888-410-1057. We're not even going to tell you what the game is yet. It's mystery game.
You are a mystery man.
Thanks. That's a compliment, right? You mean that is. All right, shutting off Canton. Here we go. Canton's off.
Now, here we go. Chuckers, it's Groundhog Day! Get up and get that hog out there! Yeah! Come here, Groundhog!
Didn't we do this yesterday?
Feels like we did it yesterday. All right, so let's play a game this morning because everyone's playing games at home. Right?
Sure.
All right, LBF, you there?
Ken? Gin Rummy.
All right, let's see who our player is. Gin Rummy. Let's see who our player is. Hi, good morning, WROR. Who's this?
This is Grace.
Grace is our player today. Grace, where are you from? What's going on?
I'm from Lynn, Mass.
Mm-hmm. What part of Lynn? The Diamond District?
No.
Grace, what are you doing today?
I'm on my way to work.
On your way to work. Where are you going?
I'm going to Essex Not Sure School to cook meals for the students because we cook them and we deliver them.
Oh.
Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
Yes.
That's good. Yep. That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're still getting out and, you know, And I know you feel good about contributing, so we're gonna play the game. You ready to play?
I am.
Okay. The name of the game is What Day Is It? All right, Grace. Now, we have no idea. We just keep showing up here, so please answer the question. What day is it?
Monday.
All right, Grace says Monday. I don't know. Doesn't feel like a Monday. I don't know, Grace. Grace, you have to prove it's Monday. How do you know it's Monday?
Because yesterday was Sunday.
Or was it? LBF, can you verify yesterday was Sunday, LBF?
I can verify yesterday was Sunday.
How can you do that?
I got the Sunday paper.
Oh, my God. That's the paper that's thicker than the other papers.
Exactly.
Grace, you got it! It's Monday! Wow. Good job. We were not sure anymore. Hey, Brian, what do we have for Grace for playing the What Day Is It game?
Well, Bob, Grace, you have a $50 Summer Shack gift card. Summer Shack is currently offering takeout and delivery. Delivery via Caviar. Orders are available 11:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. daily. Visit summershack.com for more info and to view their menu.
Hey, Grace. Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, don't go anywhere yet. Remember, tomorrow is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
All right. Hang on, Grace. Seriously, there's a little bit of truth in that humor, isn't it? You're not sure what day it is sometimes.
Oh, it's
crazy. Enjoy the Summer Shack, Grace, when you got that going for you. So you got the thick paper yesterday.
I did.
Verified yesterday was Sunday. All right, we're set to go. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 7:30, David Bowie. Right there with Changes. So we watched Zoolander Saturday night. That's a fun movie. Zoolander. What's that?
Kicking it old school.
Oh, it was just, you know, my kids hadn't really seen it, and they loved it. David Bowie was in it. On the walk-off, remember the walk-off scene? David Bowie?
Yeah.
It's a walk-off. Yep. It's a walk-off. just a great movie. So we're talking about family. All of us have families here. Brian's got his youngsters in the house, and he's doing the whole homeschooling thing. You, of course, have Dave and Lucy, and my two daughters are home, Taylor and Bridget. It's all good, but it makes me wonder about people who are single during this time. It's got to be pretty tough, right? Nobody's really thinking about them. If you're home alone, you're home alone a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're single, check this out. This was crazy, but I can kind of understand it. A new survey asked single people, in not so many words, would you risk getting coronavirus for a chance of, you know, getting together with a member of the opposite sex? And 3/4 said, yup. 78% said single people would say, if they got a good match on a dating app, they would meet them in person.
Really?
The people said, to be honest, that number is very surprising. But what's not surprising, men were almost twice as likely to say they'd risk in person to meet up with a woman.
Yeah.
How about that?
What a big surprise.
Yeah, that's shocking.
But 78% is still a big number to meet somebody, a stranger at this point, because you met him on an app.
Oh, God.
Well, do you think a lot of those people are probably on the younger side, too?
They got to be younger, I would think.
The ones that are going to spring break early, you know, two weeks ago,
exactly.
Whatever.
That,
yep.
The invincible ones.
Yeah. And they're already on dating apps, so they said they would meet a person who was a good match right now. Be damned.
Ugh.
Okay.
No way.
No way, right?
No way. I hardly get near Dave.
Right? I know. You make him take a test. Wash your hands.
Yeah, really.
All righty. So there you have it. 7:33. I'm telling you, it's got to be tough for those people all alone, right?
Yeah, it is. It's true. But they can Zoom conference. That's much safer.
Yeah, much safer.
Get to know somebody before you catch coronavirus from them.
Great. That's what I would say. All right, let's do some dirty laundry coming up, LBF, 7:33.
Hey, Tiger King fans, we've got a special treat for you.
Yeah.
Never, happy.
Oh, my God. Did they catch her yet? No? Okay, real, just a brief. Let me ask you this, LBF.
Yeah.
Are you kissing Dave on the lips these days? I mean, like, uh-huh, huh, wow. Good night.
Good.
On the lips.
Yeah, probably.
Because my wife will not kiss me on the lips.
Well, that was shaved.
I haven't shaved, I know, but she's, we're doing
she
the cheek.
She won't kiss your lips because you haven't shaved or because
she's just freaking out. So we'll just kiss on the cheek and that's fine. Good night, hon. Mwah, mwah.
Oh,
how about you, Brian?
Okay. Yeah.
You're still a lip kisser?
Sure.
Kiss good night?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's just my wife then. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the excuse, Bob.
Yep. That's the first start. Yeah, it starts with that, doesn't it? Well, thanks. Two out of three of you.
In an apartment by yourself.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm back in Lynn by myself.
On a dating app.
Hey, Grace. All right. Now I feel just fantastic. Thanks. All right. She's broadcasting from her California closet in Canton. Here's LBF. Dirty laundry time.
Yes, it is. Okay, before I get to all the coronavirus update stuff, I want to just bring some good news for Tiger King fans. This is what Jeff Lowe said on a podcast this week.
This is Jeff Lauren from the Tiger King Show on Netflix. Thank you for watching our show. Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on.
Oh, God. He's one of the more loathsome characters, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
From the show. Full of them.
Yeah, he was awful.
Brian's always talking about the way he dresses. You don't like that look, right?
He dresses like a complete DB.
DB, now what's that stand
like
for?
With, I'm not going to say on the radio. But he, with like the...
Dirtbag.
Yes, dirtbag. Okay. The you know, scarf under the hat with his, like, affliction t-shirts. And it's just awful.
And, like, keychain on his belt.
Yeah.
All
right.
And the worst part is his girlfriend's pregnant and he wants to get a nanny and he's like, I want the nanny to look good. And
right, nanny shop.
The worst. So, anyway, that's going to happen this week, I guess, so people can tune in for a little extra Tiger King. Because it's a terrible group of people, but it's a good show.
You got to watch it. The whole
because everyone's talking about it, and it kind of gets you out of the space of this coronavirus. And you know, if you're home, and everyone is. I also suggest I would suggest watching David Spade's interview with Rick Kirkham because he is an interesting. He was the guy who was making the reality show, and then all of his films were. Lost in a fire, arson. He had definitely some good things, well, terrible things to say about Joe Exotic and how this guy should not be a cult hero. So that's important.
Yeah.
Okay, so update on coronavirus. Pink tested positive. She and her son, now they're negatives. They're all better. She's donating $1 million to help people with coronavirus. Christopher Cross has coronavirus.
The king of yacht rock.
I know. I interviewed him. Did we interview him years ago? He's really
that long
nice
ago.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's 68, right?
Yeah. He's never felt worse in his life.
Wow.
John Taylor from Duran Duran had it, and I think he's recovering. Sarah Bareilles is recovering. Jeez. Marianne Faithfull is in the hospital in the UK. She was Mick Jagger's girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. A nice thing though, Lizzo. Meanwhile, donated the staff at Boston Medical Center meals this weekend, and that was really nice of her. And sent a video that said that she really appreciates what everyone is doing. A lot of people are donating a lot of money to help, everybody who's on the front lines of coronavirus. Madonna donated $1 million to the Bill Gates fundraiser for it. I think that people are stepping up when they have a lot of money. There's some like outliers, like. Pharrell, who's like, yeah, donate, even though I have millions of dollars. But a lot of people are putting up their own money to do this. And so,
yeah, you're starting to see, you know, who's going to, well, literally put their money where the mouth is, right?
Right. Exactly.
So, did you see Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, was singing the national anthem
at the
iRacing thing yesterday?
Yes.
She looks
good.
That's
good news.
Yeah. Good news. Didn't see Tom, though.
It's really scary. It is. It's really scary. Yeah. So, and then finally, on a fun note, because we just have to end it, Paul Rudd, it's his birthday today. He's 51. He still looks like he's 22.
Yeah.
Now you remember Paul Rudd, like, I love you, man, for getting Sarah Marshall. This is 40.
Yeah.
He's excellent in that.
Anchorman 1 and 2.
What?
Anchorman 1.
Knocked Up. He was
Knocked
in
Up's
Romeo
great.
And Juliet.
Man. Wow.
With
really?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Didn't see that one.
How come I'm not surprised?
Yeah. Maybe I'll put it on the list, LBF. All right.
Put it on the list. Okay. Pretty good.
You done?
I'm finished.
Good job. All right. Coming up.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
No, you're welcome. In your California closet there, looking very cozy. Anybody else up yet?
No, I think. Oh, no one's up. I think that everyone's sleeping. Lucy has been sleeping so late during the week. Do you know what time she was up every on Saturday and Sunday?
I don't know.
6:30 a.m.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Yeah, on the weekday she sleeps till 10.
Oh,
she's smart. She knows it's school day.
6:30. Thanks, Lucy.
I don't want to waste those days off.
Oh, that's funny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, Super Smart. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 years. 2 full years. Visit WindowNation.com. All right, we have a player on the line with us because the person that was designated, for whatever reason, is unavailable. That happens, so... From Hudson, New Hampshire, let's say good morning to Margaret. Hi, Margaret. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, right. Margaret. Hudson. Yeah, we have a lot of in-laws up there in Hudson, New Hampshire. Very nice. We like Hudson. All right.
We love it.
Yeah. So, do you you know how to play Super Smart, right?
I do.
Okay, so just get all 10 questions right. We'll give you... $1,000, and if you're not sure about one, just come back to it. Say pass, and if LBF has time, we'll come back, okay?
Got it.
All right, Margaret from Hudson, here we go.
According to Jefferson Starship, we built this city on what?
Rock and roll.
The original Twinkies filling was made with what flavored cream?
Lemon.
Paul Rudd played Alicia Silverstone's stepbrother in this movie.
Pass.
Who sings Ain't No Sunshine?
Pass.
What is Dr. Drew's last name?
Oh, pass.
Who was known as the painter of light?
Picasso.
In which city is Tiger King's Doc Antle's safari?
Miami.
According to legend, what was the name of King Arthur's magician advisor?
Merlin.
What's 15% of 200?
Thirty.
What was the family name of the Russian rulers from the 17th century until the 1917 revolution?
Go ahead, guess. Margaret, go.
I don't know.
The Stolichnaiers.
No.
No, it's not the Stolichnaiers.
No, Bob, it's not. It's what? The Romanovs.
Oh, it's the Romanovs. All right.
The Romanovs.
Yeah. No. All right. Hey, listen, you just called out of the blue. You got 3 right out of 10. We've had worse.
Three. Yeah. Oh, geez.
It's Monday.
It's Monday, isn't it? We don't even know anymore. Margaret, here's what you missed.
okay, the original Twinkies filling was made with banana cream, but then during World War II, there was a ration on bananas, so they had to change it to vanilla. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd played Alicia Silverstone's stepbrother in the movie Clueless.
Remember Clueless?
Never saw it.
Okay.
Put it on your list.
Bill Withers sings Ain't No Sunshine. Ain't no he actually sunshine. Just died this weekend. He was 81.
I knew that.
You knew it.
Dr. Drew's last name is Pinsky. The painter of light is Thomas Kincaid. Doc Antle's safari is located in Myrtle Beach.
Have you seen Tiger King, Margaret?
Have not.
Oh, that's
been told
why.
To watch it.
Yeah,
but I haven't watched it.
Might as well.
Florida's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And we learned that the Romanovs were the Russians. So there you go. Well, Margaret. Mm-hmm. So what are your plans today?
I'm gonna stay at home.
That's good. That's good.
I like how you think.
Hey, that's orders from headquarters right there. Stay home. Hey, we got a $50 gift card to 110 Grill. I'm not sure where the nearest one is to you, but they're everywhere. Okay?
Awesome. Love it. Been there.
Yeah.
So no, that'll be great.
It's great. Thank you, Margaret, for playing. We appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. Brian's going to get all your intel. Okay?
Super. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds like Margaret just did, go to WROR.com. Sign up there. We'll call you to play. And also, LBF, you'll be posting the multiple choice game up in a few, right?
Yes, you can use for homeschooling. It's approved by me.
Right there.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
We're gonna be cool. All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool there in Canton?
John Krasinski's Rolodex is off the hook, and he's sharing it with us a little bit in his next installment of More Good News.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Local guy done good, Brian?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just going to give you a little tip, a cool thing that I did this weekend with my kids out in the backyard. Can't
that
really
looks
go
fun.
Anywhere.
It looks fun. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, I mentioned earlier in the show, in case you missed it, if you're running out of things to say to the family, right, because you're spending a whole lot of time together, I've got a little lunch topic for you that'll be fun to talk about because it is so stupid, you won't believe it's true. But it is. Okay. That's coming up. All right, LBF.
Okay. John Krasinski last week had the premiere episode of Some Good News because it's basically bad news all around and he's focusing on the good stuff. Well, he had like Steve Carell on, and this week, it just was released yesterday, it's the second installment, and it's great because not only does his wife, Emily Blunt, show up, but he has the entire original cast of Hamilton singing the opening number of Hamilton on Zoom to a little girl whose Broadway show was canceled. She was going to fly out to go see it, and she loves it to death. And also, Robert De Niro does the weather. So it's just crazy awesome.
De Niro does the weather.
he phones in the weather or is he Zooming? Do you know?
I think he Zooms in the weather.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But the Hamilton thing,
yeah,
it's so awesome. And, I'm a big Hamilton fan.
Yeah.
Like, you, Bob?
The tens or the hundreds?
The musical.
Oh, yeah. What is he on, by the way? Is he on
the
bill
20.
Still? The 20?
No, that's Hamilton. Is that Hamilton?
I don't know.
Yeah,
is
Hamilton 20?
Jeez.
How did we go from musicals to money?
Well, that's the Hamilton I'm a fan of. You asked.
Oh, there it is. He's on the 10.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I thought.
Like
the 10s.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm a big fan.
Oh,
you got
all right.
Any?
Okay. No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Anyway, I just wanted to share a fun thing I did with my kids over the weekend because it was finally nice enough to leave the house yesterday and it wasn't raining. Mm. And it was warmish, you know. So I went out back. We have some trees, and I hung up my my camping hammock and tree tent.
Wow!
I got this from a company called Tentsile.
Yeah,
Tentsile. Tentsile.
Yeah,
and it's basically I have a hammock and then a tent hanging above it that's about 10 feet off the ground, and the kids jump around like a little tree fort, and we have a good time just resting in the trees.
It is so cool, LBF. I'm sorry. I can't nominate Dave Falcone as dad of the virus.
Dad of the weekend?
But Brian Bell's winning that. And he is, because you are coming. You're a great dad, Brian.
I'm telling you. I just like hanging out, laying there and in the trees. It's nice and relaxing. Even when my kids are jumping up and down.
You're making other dads look bad.
Doing what we can. So if go to ROR Morning Show Facebook or
it's really cool.
Instagram. You can check it out. I posted some pictures. Not your style, I don't think, LBF, right?
LBF, you have something you wanted to say?
Dave has other special skills.
he's great. Brian's just really stepping up.
You can do with the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family. You can't make mixology for everybody, Dave. Your drinky poos there in Canton. Okay. All right. Now, here's something to talk about with the family today over lunch. If you're just looking for something to talk about, this is true. A 27-year-old woman named Preeti Verma, she's from central India, gave birth to twins last week. Can we have an awe?
Aww.
Okay. She named, it was a boy and a girl. She named the boy COVID. That's right. COVID.
Wow.
And the girl, go ahead.
Corona.
So she had little COVID and Corona. She says, me and my husband wanted to make the day memorable. Indeed, the virus is dangerous and life-threatening, but its outbreak made people focus on sanitation, hygiene, and other good habits. So we thought about these names. Little COVID and Corona are doing well. Can't wait
That's
for the
crazy.
19th birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, COVID.
Well, COVID's actually, you get used to that name, but it's not a good name.
It's not a good name.
Don't do this.
I like my Corona with a lime. That's how I like my Corona.
Yes.
So there you have it. It really happened, and you knew it would.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you've got till, is it midnight tonight, Brian, to vote for the pet bracket?
I believe it is.
So this is the last face-off. It's Stella versus Leo. They're cutie pies. It's going to be tough. But the winner is going to receive an 8-day, 7-night trip to Barbados. Leo and Stella.
Awesome.
I know it. I don't want to push it in any direction, but I'll just say this.
Oh, don't.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Don't.
You're going to show some favoritism? That seems wrong.
I won't. I like them both. I'm done.
There you go. Yeah.
Doesn't
we
matter. My father-in-law's name was Leo. That does not matter.
Because
I had an Aunt Stella as well.
Oh, wow. Good. See?
And
there
I had one
go.
Friday night. So
another fine beer.
Yep. So it's tough, isn't it? It's tough. All right, Brian, how are the roads?
Yeah, check your ride. This is brought to you by Lowe's. And we do have some road construction out there right now. The right lane is closed up on 128 northbound at Endicott Street. The right lane is closed, and you're backed up beyond Lowell Street. Some road construction, left lane closed, Route 2 westbound at Route 13, exit 32. And that's the left lane closed there. And then an accident, 140 northbound near Route 24 in the Taunton stretch. So look out for that. Pros, Lowe's is open and here to help with the supplies you need to make critical repairs during this important time. We're pro ready and we're in this together at Lowe's.
And when I say I had a Stella, I mean the beer.
Not the aunt.
You made it weird. You made it weird. I would know.
That's
good. All right. Stick around. We're going to have fun with Twinkies. I know. It's National Twinkie Day. We celebrate with some fun Twinkie facts that you're not going to want to miss because you could win stuff coming up next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Billy Joel. He donated $500,000. I think it was for New York hospital area hospitals so they could get some PPE equipment and stuff. So love to hear that. You guys want to play Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yep. It's the 90th anniversary of the invention of the Twinkie.
Oh,
there you have it.
90. What a snack.
What a snack. I think it has its own Facebook page, right?
Good.
Isn't there some Twinkie?
Its own country.
The world's oldest has one, I think. Some science teacher started,
There you go. All right, so let's play Yes or BS with Twinkie questions. So our player today is Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
Are you home today? What are you doing?
I am working from home temporarily.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm an accountant for a company in Massachusetts.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's a busy time of year, I'm sure. Okay, you want to play Yes or BS?
I would love to.
All right, you know how it works. You get them all right. We'll give you a WROR t-shirt, okay?
Okay.
The answer is always yes or BS. We're going to start with LBF. What is your question for Christine?
Okay. Yes or BS. The original flavor of the cream filling in a Twinkie was banana.
Is that yes or BS? She says yes, LBF.
Yes, you got that right.
Yes. Right. That was in one of your super smart questions.
It
you
was.
Were tricky there, LBF. Okay, Christine, get two more correct, and we'll give you a WROR t-shirt. Brian.
All right. Christine, the world record for the most Twinkies eaten by one person in under a minute is 38.
Wow. Yes or BS?
Under a minute, BS.
She says BS, Brian.
Correct. The official record held by Kobayashi is 14 in 1 minute, although Joey Chestnut ate 120 in 6 minutes a few years ago. The official record is still 14 in 1 minute.
Whoa.
All right, you get this one right. We'll give you a WROR t-shirt, Christine. Yes or BS? The official shelf life of a Twinkie is just 45 days. Is that yes or BS?
I'll say yes.
Yes, it is. You got it.
Yay.
Yeah. According to Hostess, they only last 45 days. But who's counting, Christine?
Not me.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Hey, we got a WROR t-shirt for you, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right, thanks for playing. You hang on. Christine from Salem, New Hampshire. There you go. So some fun facts from your 90th anniversary of the Twinkie. Any in your closet?
No.
You like ringdings, right? Aren't you ringding?
I named a cat ringding. I liked them so much.
Do you have ringdings in your pantry?
No.
You better. You mean you had some ringdings?
Ringdings are so good. They make them too small now.
The ring? Really? Yeah. I don't know.
They used to be the size of a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're
They've
small.
Downsized the ringding?
Mm-hmm.
Have they downsized the ding dong?
I don't think so.
Are they still the same size? hey, America wants to
There's
know.
Medications for that now. All right, let's take it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.